thoughtful kids if we don't give them any breathing room to think. Thinking is asking questions and answering those questions and asking another question and continuing down that path until you come to some sort of conclusion. Then you have thought it through. But if we don't teach our kids how to do that, they don't just really learn it by osmosis. I'm Marina Joy, and you're listening to Voice Notes, some encouragement and ideas for you as you are raising your tween. So let's get into this idea of raising a thoughtful kid. So somebody who can think things through, arrive at a conclusion, and then move forward. And then the next time, they will also think the thing through, and they may change some of their thought process based on the results of the previous time they thought it through. Here's what I mean. For example, say you are going to have dinner. Every night we have to have dinner. We know that is your job. As you become an adult, you need to feed yourself every single day for the rest of your life. And kids sometimes just think food ends up on the table. But if we want to demonstrate this thinking something through, figuring out what to make for dinner is a simple, low-stakes situation that you can start with. And as you are walking your kid through this framework, let them know that, you know, we're learning how to think something through. So we're going to figure out what are we going to have for dinner. And there are those question words, who, what, where, when, why, how, that they have likely been introduced to in a language arts program or something so far. And so that will likely not be new, or if it feels new, it might just be that you need to refresh their mind on those questions. The question is, what are we going to have for dinner? And you say to your tween, hey, we're going to work this through. Because you're going to help me make dinner tonight, so what are we going to make? And you can keep it lighthearted, keep it fun, and then go through the questions. So who is going to be here for dinner? Well, it turns out the whole family will be here, but your daughter will be away. So everybody except for your daughter. Okay, because she's out at a friend's. Now, the next question, who, what? What do people like? That could be one of the what questions. What should we make? Could come after. What does everybody like? What do people not like? So those are some things to be considered. Who, what, where? And you think, what does where have to do with making dinner? But it could be, where should we cook? On the barbecue, in the slow cooker, on the stove, in the oven. Like, we need to think it through. Who, what, where, when? What time is dinner? And this might also play into where you end up cooking. If it's an hour before dinner, the slow cooker is out. Also, where you end up cooking depends on what you're cooking. So what do people like? What do we think we want to make? Maybe you wanted to make hamburgers. Well, you can fry them in a pan on the stove. You're probably not going to make them in the oven. I guess you could. The slow cooker, I've never heard of hamburgers in the slow cooker, but I mean, I've made meatballs in the slow cooker, so you could. And the barbecue. So we're thinking through, what is the obvious choice here? Who, what, where, When? Why? So why are we going to make this for dinner? Is it a special occasion? Is it just a regular Tuesday night? Or are we having hamburgers because it is your tween's favorite thing? And last night they had something that wasn't exactly their favorite, so they figured tonight they can have their favorite. Why not? All right, is there any reason why not to do that? So you've taken the time to think it through. Now that sounds a little bit contrived, perhaps, but when you're teaching a framework for thinking, it's best to have something where the stakes are low and where you can have a little bit of fun with it. Because whether you have hamburgers or mac and cheese or steak or meat and potatoes, it doesn't matter. But you're getting through the process of thinking it through. This summer, there's still some summer left. So, what if, as you have a little bit more breathing room, your kid has a little bit more breathing room, there's not so much pressure from outside pressure, you don't have school pressure, you have some breathing room. So why not take a couple of opportunities to start helping your tween think through things, learning how to think through things when the stakes are low. Just go through those questions: who, what, where, when, why, how. And then when the school year starts, as you need them to think things through, then you've already introduced that model. And so that's not new. And then during the school year, they can start to think things through. Imperfectly, at first, doesn't matter. You're training them to think for themselves, which is oh so important, especially nowadays. That's all we have for this morning. I hope it's helpful. I hope you have some fun thinking through things with your tween. And until next time, I hope you have an awesome day.